What's happening is, as you come into a higher level, the angels are more responsive. But then, just so you know, once you loose them, they're loosed. And you have. And now you can even control them. Now, is that a problem? No, it is not. Is that an issue? No, it is not. Is there anything that an angel can do that you can't undo? Not one thing on this earth. And we say earth, and we're careful because we almost said realm. Realms are different than earths. See, earths don't matter. Realms do.
Okay, so I
Earth.
missed it. Do I control my
Yeah.
earth or my realm?
Well, all these things that are happening that you're noting are happening in this
Yeah.
earth. So it
Okay.
almost we would almost say, now we don't want to be cheeky, darling. We really don't mean to be cheeky. We're not trying to be cheeky. It sounds cheeky. We don't care. But we don't mean it cheeky. But the earth aspect doesn't make any difference, you see. You see, any more trite than it is to decide whether or not you want to open casket or not. See, who cares at that point? They'll be stone cold. So, but that can be the modus operandi of the topic at hand. People could make business choices and do things with their body because they want to look nice in an open casket. Seems kind of silly as you go with that, you see. So that's the rub. That's the rub that comes along with it. Okay. So as you ascend more, the angels get more and more liberal, because they have the run of the place without. But now you're noting them. And when you note them, that puts them in a different position. They still don't have to be exactly responsible for their actions. But you got to realize you are tactility. Do you understand that? Back in the days of Portal and Portal 2, we know you despise that sort of. Well, not like ticky-tacky, but pretty much despise it. But the reason that goes up, because we have to make the point of it's aperture science. So the tactility that you're experiencing now is aperture science. So now you're starting to say, when somebody comes at you with whatever they come at you with, which they do all day long, every day, you can stop and go, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Pardon me. Did I negotiate your generosity? That was never my intention. I have nothing but love and bliss and honeycombs and flower pots in your world." Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you know how it works. Two levels. One, you're dealing with the dead. That's why we call it the Dead Bob Show, number one. And those that are deciding, number one. Number two is that now you're separating the sheep from the goats. Because remember, in the vial judgment, there was a big to-do about the goats and how the goats were not perfect, but the perfect lamb was. And see, they always give a counterfeit. See, because the lead angel, Lucifer, Bob's best buddy, always tries to make the worst, or makes the example of, see, and you use that see to, oh wait, that's what you're working on, is sees. Yeah, look at there. How about that? See? So then what happens is you get an easier position, because you start to note that you, with your just bright and discernible capacity of discernment, discernible capacity of discernment, you can kind of see. You know the big picture, meaning you know that outcome. Now, once you do this one more little bit, it won't be long, one more set of little bits, and then what's going to happen is you're going to get comfortable, you see. Because you're like, well, okay, I did number three, I did the sixth there. Okay, and when I did that, this happened. Okay, this is that, this is that. Now, and then you go, well, that was just an anomaly. That was just Bob having a bad day. No. That was Sue talking some bullshit. No. Then you do it again, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, now every time I do this like this, this occurs. Or the fallout becomes that this level, meaning this condition is answered by this. No different than you take the food, cook the supper, put it on the counter, and Bob eats it. Step. But if Bob stopped eating it, you'd stop cooking it. to see. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'll never cook for you again, you rusty sot. You won't eat the food, so I'm not cooking it. What do you want? You won't eat it? Okay, I'm not cooking what you're not going to eat. So that circle becomes a conditioned response of what you do. Like when you lay down for a short nap, one of your little power naps. If you couldn't go to sleep, you'd stop doing the power nap. But you're able to just drift away quickly, and then you can come back just in a few minutes or an hour, or if you missed a little bit, you come right back. And it's good because you're having to work on all these different time zones, so you almost have to do it. But you're able to do it. But if you couldn't, you wouldn't go lay down, you see. So that's what's happening here, and you're dealing with the keys in the air. You're getting better at it. You're pissing off a lot of people, Dr. Dean. You're pissing off a lot of people.
People or angels?
Angels because they're you're exempting their condition for probability. You're taking the laws of probability, of chance, of you have a certain percentage chance of rain. Well, you're taking all those possibilities away. When you do that, you start changing probability. You mess up everybody's chance. You see,
but
you're
taking
away their chance.
But they don't know who's doing this to them.
But
how
do they get it doesn't matter. They're just angry because now their probability is lost. Now they don't have a chance of getting coronavirus. They have to get it. See, when that's taken away, they don't have a choice. Well, I mean, they're not emailing you personally. But they are mad at whatever it is that caused this elimination of that which is probable. See, God doesn't work in the laws of probability. We've talked extensively. That was back to burning in the belly. Remember, so you could kind of know to get the unction. Remember, we talked about the unction so you could get a feel for it and we could tell things that were going. Well, if you remove every other horse but one, we can probably tell you which one's good, got a good chance of winning the Kentucky Derby. Right?
It
takes all the odds out of the gamble.
Okay, I know what that has to do with the angry at Canada, Carolyn. So people are angry, but they don't know Carolyn they should be angry at.
Well, they've lost everything. They lost their country. They lost their world. They lost everything.
Well, are they blaming? Who are they blaming?
We have no idea who. We don't know. They just they make up something. Just
Are you talking about all the different problems? You're not just talking about coronavirus. You're talking about all kinds of different things people around the world have lost.
Correct.
Like in
their
Germany.
Their economy, their world, their lovers, their children, their examples. They find out that what they've lived their whole life for vicariously was a lie. It just goes
right.
Place like that.
Now, their what? Last words? And something like that.
Live. Their lives have become a lie.
Right. So they're all angry, and Trump's economy is the only one that seems to be strong.
Trump doesn't have an economy.
Yeah. What does he have? Just
nothing.
A tech body?
You.
Right.
Uh-uh.
And so
he has is you.
But people don't know that, so they think the America says this.
Yes, they do. They know it, and then Trump doesn't even know it. Trump says, well, let's see what happens. Well, I don't know. I'll have to check. I think I'm the head dog. I'm the big dick at the party, and I'll let you know if I'm going to come or not. And it's like, well, no, wait a second. You're in charge. Why don't you just say it? You're all in the bag. Let's see what happens. Let's see what he doesn't have a clue.
Right. So he brags that his economy is the best in the history of America. Nobody believes it's his economy, and nobody believes he had anything to do with it, correct?
But they don't know how to argue it, you see. Every time, if they were to argue it, everything they've argued so far, he says, you know what? You're absolutely right. I'm a son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Yep, I'm a son of a bitch. Oh, now, since you're standing head and shoulders, little man on the box, no box, Mike. Since you're standing on a box, your head's a little bit poked up above everybody else's. Let's look at yours. You see, So you say my shit stinks. Well, let's look at your defecation. Got any defecation you want to bring up? Do you have any more of these? You have any more of these non-disclosure agreements with these women that you call dogs and suckhead, big bitch nigger shit, suck ass dog bitches, something, 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 that they signed the documents after you gave them some money checks that they wouldn't talk about your shit? You got any more of those you want to expose? And what about those turbo taxes that you're trying to hide?
Yeah, okay. You're saying that Trump, like Bob, can always one-up them because he won't hold back. He'll say anything to
all
them.
All but instantly. He does it all but – you do it too, all but instantly.
Yeah. Okay, so he doesn't understand the economy, but it's doing something, and it's violating – it's when you start off saying to Carolyn, everything that is understandable is not being done that way anymore. It's done differently now. Everything that's impossible. So his economy is impossible, according to the old thinking, like Carolyn's
Well, everybody – if Ronald Reagan was the president right now, he wouldn't be celebrating anything. He'd be scared to death. He'd be scared to death that the people who he owed all this money to was going to start asking for their money. He'd be scared to death that Paul Volcker was going to out him for these malfeasances that he's taking place. But see, Trump don't care. He knows how this works. He knows how this goes. He's like, oh, ain't no big deal. If we have to file bankruptcy, we'll file bankruptcy. Fuck them. If we don't pay it, you go down too. You want to go down? Whatever you want to do. You know, it really does. I don't really like this country. Do you like this country? Fuck this country. This country, really, they've been really mean to me. I thought it was the greatest. I've made America great. I've done a lot, but, you know, they don't really appreciate it. Fuck that. Let's go. Come on. You ready to go? Let's go to live with little Rocket Man. That's what we'll do. He'd drop it like a bad habit, Bob, in a second. It wouldn't bother him a bit.
Okay, so he's figured out nothing matters economically.
Except you. You matter.
Right. Now, the Deutsche Bank, it came up the other day. They're trying to investigate Deutsche Bank, and they say Trump, there's a new book, and Trump was very evil in the deals he made with Deutsche Bank, and Deutsche Bank's in trouble, and what a mess.
Yep.
That journalist is talking about the fact that Trump knew what you told us the other day, that he just says, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, bring in my debts or demand me to do something. I'll just let you go down. That situation happened at Deutsche Bank. He bluffed them, and he won on that point, right?
Again, he's done it a couple of times so far. Mr. Nunes is more key than most people are aware. He looks kind of like a numbskull.
Yeah.
He's not a numbskull. He looks like it. He plays one on TV, but he's not quite
know, or what is it that gives him the edge over everybody?
We don't want to do that just yet because we don't want to make you culpable yet.
Okay.
He's smart.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
Yeah.
Hey, I am.
Yeah, and what happens? Wait 1 second. Well, just 1 second. Mm-hmm. Just one second. We got to get this right. Note the name. We're going to give hints along, so you'll have the high lines, but you won't know enough to be able to say you caused it. We don't want you to be able to say you caused it.
Right.
Okay.
Now, because
you've got it. It's just getting hot. You're getting too hot again. So we got to slow it down just a little bit. We got to slow your roll, boss man.
Okay, so Nunes, and maybe people like him, it's such a post-information society that people don't care, like Nunes, that he looks stupid. They don't care.
That's fun. They walk around with their pants unzipped. And you see in their penis? They don't care. Like, yeah, I got a penis. Do you have penis? See yours. Okay. Well, that's the new thing. See, the thing of it is look at people going out on camera now and they comb their hair with a balloon. Who does that? They don't care. Like, whatever. I mean, wash your face. I mean, look at them. They got crust on their eyebrows. And you're like, well, you know, you can do a little lotion on that. Remag it. Help you. I'm good. Whatever. They like me, they like me, they don't. It's gonna end badly anyway, so who cares? It's amazing.
Okay, so why are people indifferent to how they appear on the media? What
they don't
is,
see
we,
themselves. They don't see themselves.
So Nunes doesn't know he looks like a numbskull.
Correct. That's exactly right.
So nothing to do with it's a post-information society, and people know information doesn't have any staying power. It's not that. They're just dumb, and they don't see it. They don't know what they look like.
That's right. And, like, the number of hacks, right, you're fixing to see hacks. You're fixing to see hacks, inordinate hacks. We talked about that before, of laying this thing together to where it's almost, it's going to get so bad, they're going to pray for the EMP to wipe out all the personal information that's been hacked on them. You see? It's
and
gonna
who's
the
doing
clear,
the hacking? The tech body?
Yes.
Okay. You started to say something.
Well, but we thought
did.
Better of it. We thought better
no,
of
you
it.
Didn't. You just forgot. You forgot what you were saying.
Yeah, non-physical forgot. It slipped our mind, Bob. It slipped our mind. Good for you. You did good.
So you started,
you're on a roll.
You said
you're on a roll today.
You said, yeah, you said the hacks are going to increase. It's going to be vicious hacks. And then you say, and then.
Yeah.
So you're going to talk more about the hacks.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, we
okay,
sure
you
will.
Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah.
I've run my course with it. Okay, you go, Carol.
Oh, and Roger Stone will not serve a day in prison, so you know.
Wow. Yeah, I see a picture of him raising his arms. Did he do that? And because of just getting 40 months, he's happy about that?
No, wait. The news is that he got 40 months and walked out of the goddamn courthouse. That's the news. If you get 40 months, you don't leave the courthouse. You go to jail. He's had his trial.
Oh.
He was found guilty. This was his sentencing. And he walked out the front door waving at everybody. So
yeah, how come he was able to do that?
Because a Negro lawyer woman who was the head of the – she was the head juror or the – I call it the one in charge of the jury, the spokesman or the politburian or something. She's a lawyer and she has animus against Trump and she has animus against Stone and she's been following it all along and she's done very derogatory things all the way through and she knew this and she fought to get on this jury and she contaminated the entire trial. And so that came out. Who in the world would tell such a thing?
Mm-hmm.
So now what happens is he'll get a new trial. They don't like it. But four of them, heads going to roll. They had to fire four of the prosecutors because they knew this. They was playing it. And they got caught. So they didn't like lose their job. And they left the Department of Justice. They're in an island somewhere. They had to go. Had to go. So they're gone. It's not like they went to other desk jobs somewhere. They're gone. And so this turns into another thing to say, okay, you know what? Why is it that only Trump people get inordinately horrible sentences and everybody else can lie, do any goddamn thing they want to, and they get a raise or a CNN position getting paid $500,000 a year to not talk about anything? So that's the rub. So he's pointing the thing. The whole thing was tainted.
You mean Trump is?
No. The Stone's jury lady was the foreman, whoever that is. The whole thing was tainted.
Yeah, she was wrong. She was wrong. We know that. You're saying she was wrong. And therefore,
he's going to get a new trial.
Yeah, but I don't see that in the headlines. It doesn't say mistrial.
No,
we're going to tell you. We're going to tell you.
Put down the request for a new trial. Apparently, that's why he's at sentence, because they refused
to
trial.
Right. Why is he able to walk out and didn't go to jail?
Because he's going bond until they decide if he's going to get a new trial or not.
Oh, so we don't know about the new trial. They're certainly not talking about that.
Well, they will, though. That's we're telling you what's up.
Yeah.
See, the point of
talking to us is to get
the heads up.
In the trial, at the end,
yep.
The judge said, yep. This is all bullshit. You're going to have a new trial.
No. At the end, she decided that the sentencing guidelines was 7 years to 9 years, and William Barr had a bust out. He said, hell no, you stupid bitch. I'll run you out of town. You're not going to do that. And then they had another conversation. So he said, well, how much should he get? He should get 36 months to 40 months somewhere, 3 years. That's enough. If he has to serve it, that's a little bit of time because he wasn't perfect, but he was needs to. Don't need a big, have no big sentence, okay?
So Barr told her, you're talking about the judge, a female judge. Barr said,
Amy Berman Jackson. Yeah. That's who you're talking about. Be clear.
Yeah, this is not the jury spokeswoman.
Correct. This is the judge.
Mm-hmm.
So the judge sentenced him to what Barr suggested. She saw it was right. But that didn't make any difference on this big picture. On his appeal, he got a bond on to be out on bond. He still got a gag order, which is unconstitutional. But he still got a gag order. But the gag order, he can't be talking about anything. You know, he can't be talking about stuff. But he's got a bond until they have hearings so that this same judge, who now has the fire on her, now she's exposed. So used to she could just do anything she wants to do. She can't do that now because everybody's watching to give him a new trial. And when he gets a new trial, then it'll be a mistrial because it's almost double jeopardy. So he'll walk away and he'll quietly go be a great grandfather.
What's double jeopardy?
Can't try a man because you're going to try the man twice for the same thing, so they're going to prove that he didn't do it. Because he's sitting there saying he's not guilty.
What's the double jeopardy?
Can't try a man twice for something that he didn't do or did do.
Okay, so they're going to try him again. And they all set up the trial. Then he walks in. His lawyer says, hey, what are you doing? You can't try him again. And they all go home.
Okay. Or he'll just ask
be like
this.
They got to go
through
the
– they'll grant it. So new evidence will come along.
Yeah, so they're going to go through the motion and start a new trial, but it'll be stopped within 5 minutes.
Or so.
Yeah. It sounds like
they might get a little. They got to set the cameras up. They got to get a little play out of it. So it might last 15 minutes instead.
Oh, okay.
Of
all right. Okay.
It's
go
just
ahead.
For fun. That doesn't matter. That whole thing does not matter.
Right. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes. Thank you. Next question.
She's on mute. Maresy dotes and dozy dotes and little bearsy dobby, beauty dobby too, and you. Jumping lumps and stumps and plumps and lumps to dumpy dobby, doby doby dobby too.
Oh, you're not hearing me because I was on mute. Thank you.
Yeah,
yes,
we whispered that you were on mute.
Yeah, sorry, and Bob didn't pick up on that. Elijah said, can you tell us the current frequency that we're vibrating on? That was in June 2014. You said at the time, no, because the Pi was still in transition.
Uh-huh.
But
uh-huh.
You're saying no still, because I said since Pi has stabilized, what is the frequency we're vibrating at? But you're saying you can't tell us?
I can tell you, but I'm not putting on this recording to get played.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me tell you. Here's why. We're gonna make the donuts. But we're not telling you what temperature the oil is. We're not.
Well, you can tell her. I'm not gonna play it. So go ahead.
Okay.
I don't play stupid stuff.
Got it. But yeah. But the whole point is that peoples are varying just a little bit. Just a little bit,
uh-huh.
But you're getting very close. You're within a thousandth of a point. And that's why you're starting to notice things. Well, better than that, that's why you're able to ask the right question. It's causing you to
mm-hmm.
notice. Why would you even mm-hmm. ask about Mae Brussels if you didn't know who she was? Right?
Yeah. Hey, Carolyn, what are you? You're a thousandth of a point and close to what?
Vibrational frequency of parity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what parity is?
Some labor term. You
okay.
Know, parity, workers and management, I don't know, parity or something.
Balance, some sort of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does Carolyn have parity with?
The frequency of an ascended human being.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Wow.
She's not quite ascended.
That's your dark soul. That's your dark soul.
Yeah.
There's your dark soul. See, Carol, you fuck with the dark soul one time and see what happens.
Yeah.
This is what happens. You mean like fucking a goat one time.
Don't
and
miss
you
it
go,
by
man.
Thousands of a point.
Half empty. The glass is all.
Everybody's going to hear about
no,
that.
No, the glass is totally empty.
There's no glass. It's all damn a shitter. It's all damn a shitter. There's no glass. It's not half full or empty. There's no glass. That's it.
I'll be playing this on Saturday. This count is a thousand point. Missed it by a thousand point. Stay back on the planet with Bob.
Yeah.
But see how Ion gave us something here? I was just asking the question about human frequency, and Ion gave an answer about an ascended frequency. That's awesome.
Yeah. Because that's the rub. That's the rub. Because what's happening is you can't deny it. And you can't stop it, and you can't stand it. You see, the things that you know, you're very hard to give up things you know, even if they're bad. It's almost like we've done a great deal of research and work on things like addictions and things like that. Even stuff that'll kill you, people will still kill you over them.
Mm-hmm.
Very amazing.
Yeah,
it's astounding because it doesn't make any sense. It's not even logical. Why would you do something that hurts you, that you know hurts you, that is hurting you, and you're still doing it?
Yeah.
Come on now.
You just said they would kill Carolyn. I misinterpreted that. They would kill.
They'd kill four. Yeah, people who take tobacco, they, even if it's hurting them, they'll kill you to get it.
Okay.
Whatever the addiction is, that's an example. Or a bad relationship, or, you know, pick something. It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
But people do strange things.
Does addiction involve chromosome 14?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that statement, that complex statement, that it triggers something but then goes with what you want.
It's okay, Bob.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on, okay, Bob?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
But you go on about, well, it's up to you, Bob. I'm so important. Is that because
I'm
the dark soul? I'm just because I'm the dark soul.
It's because you no, it's not because of that. The dark soul is ridiculous and inappropriate. You're not. You validate. You now have engaged aperture science. Not only do you not get stuck in the Thompson quadrant, you can explain it. Not only do you know the William Irwin Thompson parody, the comic version of parody, parody, you get how it affects a condition that the Eisners never gathered.
Right, the Eisners, that's the head of Disney or something, right?
Yes, that is very good. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Very good. You get around.
And you major. And what?
You get around, mister.
Right. Now, that's, you're saying Eisner's plural. You're talking about they're a power couple? I assume they're male-female?
It can be.
I remember Ion saying to Hurtado's wife, Sabrina, whatever her name was.
Sabrina.
She said, what's going to happen in the future? And you said people are will have more sex. People are having more sex at all ages than they did 20 years ago. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're also saying people aren't having
sex. And it has no effect. Before it had an effect. You didn't just go lay with anybody. Like if you were of ill repute, they would just lay with anybody and then whatever it is. But they had some recourse. Like you get a disease or you get a problem or you get somebody psycho chicks chasing you around and you get a bad name and, you know, a ill repute, so it goes. But now, nobody seems to gaze. Nobody notices that. Nobody cares.
That's because they're getting too pleasured by the black mirror. It activates other parts of the brain.
Well, the black mirror, it makes everything normal. So now to have conversation, how we even get vulgar and talk about genitalia and this, that, and the other, nobody even blasts an eye. You get these old hags, 80 years old, just giggle a little. They don't think nothing about it. And before,
great,
it
but
be,
the,
Harry Reasoner would not allow such conversation.
Harry Reasoner? Yes, 60 Minutes and CBS and all that. So are you saying I'm saying that the Black Mirror activates other parts of the pleasure centers, and that's the pleasure that people get in sex and the
it
chemical
doesn't.
Body
no.
so strong.
No, it replaces it. It doesn't. No, no, you're on the right path, but it does do that. It replaces it.
It replaces the chemical body pleasures.
The center, the pleasure centers, it replaces those pleasure centers, so you don't know. Because, see, the fight for the engagement, are like if you're backed up and you have to have an orgasm and you're frustrated, you got to have an orgasm. Okay, great, congratulations. So you do that, that's fine, but then you're that release. Okay, now you're done until you need that again. It's like a hunger, something you have to do. Okay, or something that you desire, especially the whippersnappers are driven by that condition. Well, then as you mature, you learn how to engage and enjoy it, see, which is a different thing, more from the pleasure side of the aspect of the coitus. And so what you're asking about being the great love or love affair is maybe noticing or finding out or figuring out that that is a condition that you can engage.
Right, but you were talking about people are replace the sexual pleasures with this Black Mirror pleasure, and
correct.
You were going somewhere with that.
Just that they don't know. They don't know.
They don't know what?
What love pleasures. Is, what they're fucking, what they're not fucking. They don't know what that is. It becomes a stimulantless. Before it's a stimulant, you get off on it. Nobody gets off anymore. It's not to get off to.
All right. So is that an increased fallen state, or is that going to help us leave the human form?
It's up to you. We'll have to see.
Up to me. Bob decides that.
Of course.
Yeah. So, so people are puzzled today because I haven't decided.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, some people, they say that, you say people don't do sex anymore, but there are a lot of younger people doing it, but they are not getting any consequence, so they go back to their fanatic job and look busy typing. Yeah.
Yeah. Keep typing. And they don't have to be busy, they just have to look busy.
Right. Does Trump... is he another dupe of the Black Mirror and just looking busy?
No, he's looking in a mirror combing his hair.
Right, and he's also, his main thing is revenge, right?
It is. You got it. Just like, and yours is too, but from a different way.
Yeah.
You don't care, but you are going to live. No, hold on, we got this. You're going to live long enough to bury those that have raised their hand against you over this thing called life. Those that have had disparaging things to say, and you cause them to say those things. You get in public and you say these ridiculous things that no one in the sun, moon, and stars could possibly even know what you're fucking talking about, let alone that you're the king or the prince of, that you are the head of and have been around since the beginning, before time was. To make these people feel so inadequate and so less than that there's no way in the world they could sit in the same room with you for 5 seconds and not ascend from breathing your air that you're expelling out of your perfect goddamn human physical form and present in such a way that they despise you and have no choice but to despise you, then in those that despise you, and then you go, oh, gotta go. Yep, you're trouble. Yep, trouble you are. Yep, you're trouble. And then it's like, damn, okay, so then there's another
one. I'm trouble. I'm saying.
Oh, it's easy. You can do it. You could do it very easily. And you can say, you got to do this. And if you can live through that, you can live through anything. It's the test.
Oh, that's the test.
You can live through Bob. That's fine. If you don't mind listening to somebody saying nigger, and if you don't mind somebody talking about dead people and talking about how you're inappropriate in every way and how everybody's ascending but you, and you never will, so get over it, it'll be over for you soon, and There's always relief in suicide, and why don't you go and kill yourself, and all those kind of fun things. You can live through that. Here's how to kill yourself. That's always good. We'll have a little test on that. And then check this out. Then they do to make it add insult to injury. Not only tell them that they're going to die, speak the words of the Egyptian Book of the Dead that bind them for eternity in the nether regions. It's hysterical beyond relief. The best thing ever. It's good where they'll be bound for 100,000,000 years or whatever you say time is. Lockdown Bob rule. Lockdown Bob rule.
Right. So you're saying that we recommend they listen to our Egyptian Book of the Dead series.
If you're going to rub it in their face of why they're not ascending, sure. Why not?
Congratulations, Kel. You're creating a series.
If you're not going to go, if you're not going to go, you might as well not going to go in pain, you know?
Okay. Now,
that's fine.
Another point.
Good again.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I read William Irwin Thompson wrote in 2016 before Trump got elected that he said you have McLuhan cultural retrievals here. Hillary is retrieving the FDR New Deal, and Trump is retrieving Mussolini fascism.
Exactly right.
Right, and that's right, and that's what you just addressed. Mussolini is relevant. It helps Trump to understand what he's trying to retrieve.
Good.
And Mussolini was more interested in ascension than FDR Roosevelt. Right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Sure, the fireside chest.
We're not for helping people ascend.
No. They were letting them know how they didn't have information, so we have to give you the information. We have to tell you that we're going to tell you something. Why wouldn't the people know? Why couldn't they just look at their window and know? No, because they couldn't give his point of view.
Yeah, so but the Nazis and the fascists, they encourage people to take their power.
Certainly. And if that means you have to kill somebody to prove you have power, that'll do it.
Okay.
All right.
So
that size is kind of like a lot. I don't like you. I don't say, okay, I'll kill you, damn ass. We won't have this conversation again.
FDR didn't do that.
Right, but he did carry a big stick.
Okay. Okay, so this is 18th of February, so a couple of days ago, an article was written. Scientists built a genius device that generates electricity out of thin air. Now it says,
no, you mean heavy air, don't you?
Okay, because they said, I didn't read this part. They found it buried in the muddy shores of the Potomac River more than 3 decades ago, a strange sediment organism that could do things nobody had ever seen before in bacteria. This unusual microbe belonging to the Geobacter genus was first noted for its ability to produce magnetite in the absence of oxygen. But with time, scientists found it could make other things too, like bacterial nanowires that conduct electricity. For years, researchers have been trying to figure out ways to usefully exploit that natural gift, and they might have just hit pay dirt with a device they're calling the AirGen. According to the team, their device can create electricity out of, well, almost nothing. So what is that, bullshit, or did they actually do this?
Okay. On one part, yes, it is very valid. Okay, on the other part, it's all bullshit what they do with it. What they're trying to do, it's all bullshit.
But they did find a bacteria that could make things.
Sure, but that's with everything. That's what you're doing now. That's what you do all day, every day, Bob.
Right, so what is the bullshit part? They don't know what to do with it?
They don't know how to do it. They don't know
how to
do it.
Well, they make it happen. They make it happen. But they don't understand it.
But how do they make it happen if they don't understand it? How they found this thing that does this thing, that is this thing, that makes this thing? Wait a minute. There's too many things involved. There's too many words, and they don't know how to use it, don't know what to do with it. Tell us again what they found.
Okay, here's what it says.
See the lost part?
No. Look, they say the claim may sound like an overstatement, but a new study by Yao and his team describes how the air power generator can indeed create electricity with nothing but the presence of air around it. It's all thanks to the electrically conductive protein nanowires produced by this bacteria called Geobacter. So they're doing it, and why don't they market it?
Right, because they said, and the first part of it is they said they don't know how to use it. They don't know how to apply it. They've proven it. They've got it. It is, but they don't know what to do with it. So then now we go back to what is it. Then we can say, okay, tell us what it is that it makes, and then they can't tell you what electricity is. So how do they verify that they have a machine that erects electricity out of air, and they can't tell you what electricity is in the first place?
Right, but they can make endless electricity.
Everything is endless electricity.
All right, so they don't know.
You have to capture.
They don't know how to capture.
So they don't have a clue. We could take their thing and make it fabulous, but we're not, because it's not yours. Once it's yours, then we can. But it's a simple. It's a bacteria, just like Carolyn found the thing in Fukushima that's eating radiation. It isn't really eating radiation. It's changing it, qualifying it, and that's interesting.
Right. It's not eating it. It's changing it.
Yeah.
Right. Now, that was my next, I think I had to put that in. Is this the article? Yeah, Chernobyl News. Fungi discovered a nuclear reactor which eats radiation. So we've dealt with that, and you just talked about it.
Yep.
Okay.
Good.
And Carolyn had something to do with that, more or less, you were saying?
She noted it. She noted it.
Okay.
We said it, that those things were going to be found. They were going to shift things back before, after purple-blue, when the cones and rods are heading toward the middle of the journey to the middle of the Earth.
Right, there'd be effects of it. This is one of the effects in nature.
That's correct. And those bacteria, fungi, were deep in the Earth, and the irradiation brought it out.
Right. Now, we say the ants are non-physical. Are the bacteria non-physical?
Yes, that's right.
So most of nature,
that's
all
why,
its levels.
That's why it has such an effect on the physical.
Yeah.
Something can wipe off this. You understand, we can make one little virus that could destroy this entire world, everybody, kill every single one of you motherfuckers at once, all of you.
But the virus that you would make, that would be non-physical.
Correct. Good.
Yeah,
that's right.
So,
and we could, but it would. We know, and that's why it's time to ascend, get out, get right, or get out, or get right, or get out, or get right.
Right, yeah. But you're saying all of nature is non-physical, all the levels of nature. Does that include the atoms, the neutrons,
and protons? They deteriorate, yes.
And non-physical is created by humans who aren't ascended and need an outer kingdom to behold,
to apply to
something, to themselves. Okay, so that's everything. Now, technologies, are they non-physical? Like television, is that non-physical?
Don't know. They haven't made one yet.
Yeah, that's our new. That's the new nature, as McLuhan said. So we've been making new nature.
Yeah.
And we made the tech body. We're still,
it's warm, and it's warm. It's warm.
It's WON. It's a victor. That's what you're saying. It won.
WARM. Warm.
It's a warm medium, or we're just getting warm with it?
It's a warm medium.
Not a cool medium. So, is the tech body a warm medium?
We'll see.
All right. And so what, television is a warm medium, not cool?
Not exclusively.
Not exclusively what? Warm?
Warm, correct.
Yeah.
There are
others.
Aspects that are cool modalities.
Yeah.
We like modalities.
All right. So I was
Elephants found make a new, bad bedfellows.
Yes. I found a new YouTube lecture by William Irwin Thompson. It's a long one of several. And so I've been listening to it. And he seems to be trying to point out the non-physical in nature.
Sure.
He calls it mysticism.
He's been listening to you, Bob, and you validate him. No one would listen to his bullshit lesson except you mention him. So, how about that, though?
No, but he said this back in 30 years ago, this lecture. Not
doesn't
now,
matter.
Unless there's the
that's
unless
not
there's
the point.
Time.
No one would listen to it. No one would listen to it until you.
Yeah, until now. Okay, so he has noticed what we're saying, and that makes him feel confident. So that part of his non-time life manifests. It's an effect that YouTube showing up is caused by me and us discussing.
That he was trying to be.
Right. Okay. In it, he talks about chimps. He was reading Jane Goodall and her work with the chimps, and they apparently would perform a rain dance. Can you explain what the chimps are
not
doing?
Not like a rain dance. It's not a rain dance. It's just they it's repetition. The symbols and patterns that have an outcome, like when females come in rut in heat, and they draw a mate. They act a certain way. And it turns the males on to be engaged, that they are indeed ready. And that readiness then becomes the engagement. And the engagement becomes the outcome. And the outcome becomes the predictable. And the next thing you know, you're worshiping the rain gods in a certain sort of order. So it's
so
just repeating repetition.
Yeah, so they notice that they do certain movements, it has an effect.
It's like rap music. Everybody gets the hip. It's the same thing with that.
Is that rap music, is that a de-evolution of culture? Is that an
might
insult
be a
to
ramification. Motor? Might be a ramification of it.
Of our present media mix. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yes, if you knew what a media mix was, we'd agree. But we're not sure you do.
Well, the frequency of the global theater and then the homeopathic theater.
Well, great. What's that? Good.
I know what it is. So the condition, the hip-hop is a conditioned response to that Android meme.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So
the
chimps, it's a conditioned response to them noticing patterns to the degree that they notice things.
Yeah. That's right. Good. Yeah. You noticed the notice. Yeah, you got noticed that there was a notice. Yes.
Right.
Good.
And
that's right.
But it's not indicating the rain dance that they preceded us and we came out of a monkey's butt. That's the
correct
false conclusion.
Yeah. That's excellent. Very good. You're doing
okay.
So good.
All right. So another point that I don't know if Thompson said this directly, but it made me ask this question. The human's genetic constitution has been constant for the last 50,000 years. Is that an accurate sentence?
Except for time, yeah.
Time altered it?
There is no time, Bob. So you can't have a 50,000-year quantitator. There's nothing to quantitate it.
Right. And that constitution that we think we've had for all that time is being changed right now.
It's being qualified.
Qualified. That's what Iandom is doing. You say does qualified mean completing it?
Don't know. We'll have to see.
Oh, okay. All right.
See, that's
good.
Becoming. That's a qualifier. It's being qualified. So if it qualifies, then the answer is yes. You win.
Oh,
if it's not,
a qualifier
then no.
is something that qualified, that condition.
Did you qualify for the race? Are you racing? Yes, I'm going to race. Okay, did you qualify? Yes or no? Oh, yes, I qualified. Okay, then you can run the race if you choose to. Yes.
Yes, we have, but we haven't at this point figured out what the rules are to decide whether anybody qualified.
Excellent.
But there, excellent. You're warning us that there is a qualifying that's happening, and if you don't respond to it.
Yes, that is correct.
Right. So, okay, so then that brings up this question. The angels, one of their roles was to transport the transitioned to the guff. They would escort them to the guff. If there is no guff, what are the angels doing now if they don't have that activity?
Getting following Carolyn's lead.
They're looking for new things to do, and they're getting frustrated and getting angry.
Well, getting even.
Getting even, because they object to us getting rid of the guff.
Of course.
Because they had a role in that. All right.
Yeah, now, it's not that sinister. It's not that sinister, but yeah. It's just like that, right. But it's not. Did you make it sound like it's the end-all, be-all? It's like James Dean. It's not that serious.
Right. Okay, so I don't think Ion has defined electricity yet. You keep telling us we don't know what it is.
Nope.
So I'm asking you to give a hint of what it is.
It's a quantitative transfusion of capacity.
Does it involve the categories of the physical and the non-physical in your definition
both.
There?
Both.
They're both involved.
You would have to both. Well, not involved. They're both included.
Right. And McLuhan's idea of tactility is the interplay of sort of different qualities.
It's the distance. It's the distance between those individual qualities.
Yeah, so you just define the qualities, and there's an interplay, and we would call that on the distant level, tactility.
Okay.
And that involves what you just said about electricity. Does that involve the distance between you and you, that phrase?
We want to say electrical? Sure. We want to say sure, but that wouldn't be electrical. That would be the outcome of electrical current. That's how current
to have
is
a
driven.
Yeah, to perceive there is a distance between you and you?
Yes, to note it, to note the difference, yeah.
Electricity would help you note it.
Yeah.
Is electricity
A current you follow.
Right. So is electricity something created by humans or the gods? After they fell, they create the guff, which is non-physical, and you brought in electricity. So electricity is a product of fallen humans. Would you agree? That would relate to the dust in Genesis.
That's right. Good.
Yeah. We talked about the dust being made. And that was after we fell, I think. The dust was a side effect of the fall. And therefore, electricity is part of the dust phenomenon.
Good.
Yeah. There would be other nouns of other phenomena besides electricity that would be included in the nomenclature of dust?
Yes.
All right. Can you name some?
Nope, not yet.
Carolyn, there's even things becoming. We have to remember that. Nothing's finished.
Not yet.
Or there,
we're
going to
see what you
aspect.
Do with it because you get to drive it. There's drivers.
Right.
We say these words, and then Carolyn gets it started up on it and gets carried on with it. Next thing you know, you blow up all of Brooklyn. And then that's Carolyn's fault. And she's like, I didn't mean to blow a brook. Well, you said it loose. Well, it really doesn't matter, does it? Because it's all going to be underwater. If you take the water and cover the big toe of the Statue of Liberty on Liberty Island and all of Ellis Island, that's going to be quite a snap, isn't it? So it really doesn't matter. But you don't want to be blamed
for all those wet shoes in Brooklyn.
So, Carolyn, have you been listening the last 5 or so minutes to this profound thing? What?
I have.
Are you learning? Learning anything?
I
suppose. Well, she's reluctant to take in Bob's new territory. I just evoked.
Well,
see,
it's quantitative. It's quantitative.
What is?
You are. Bob.
Yeah.
World is quantitative.
You mean it's not qualitative, it's quantitative. It adds to itself. It aggregates.
It feeds itself. It's self-feeding.
Yeah.
Like
that's quantitative.
Like a buying frenzy. It feeds itself.
Did you say a blind frenzy?
No, a feeding frenzy.
Okay. And so my point was that Bob's feeding himself, quantitative. So we can look back at statements you've made through the years using the phrase quantitative. We now have an idea of what that means. You got that, Bert?
A slight idea, yeah.
Yeah, we get a little more of how Ayn is using quantitative. And so Bob is quantitative and Carolyn is qualitative in their effects of their being. Mm-hmm.
Affects,
all right. Yeah, so that's why I'd get all the gold and she wouldn't, because I'm more on the cliche meaning of quantitative. I increase the quantity.
And she doesn't care. Just something else she
right.
has to tend to. So it doesn't bother her at all. She's good.
But she's into the qualitative.
As long as
so
she can dip her dipper in the river and get money out when she wants to, she doesn't need anything otherwise. See,
right, but the qualitative...
managing. She becomes a managing thing.
So she's more concerned about people ascending than me?
Depends on who it is.
Whereas I don't make that judgment, do I?
Correct.
Yeah, there's the difference. I don't know if we call that snobbery on Carolyn's part, or she has values.
Know.
She has rules.
No. Don't know.
Okay.
No.
Now, did I ask this? I don't know.
I think Andrew Crystal doesn't know who Reverend Stang is.
So he's trying to figure out whether Stang is correct about me or not.
Well, there's that them fighting words right there, then, aren't they?
Yeah. Is he still convinced that Ion is a demon?
He doesn't know.
But they're watching.
He
doesn't
know what a demon. He doesn't
this.
Even know what a he doesn't know what a demon is. I mean. You see, they come up with all these things, these cliches that they try to argue to. That's kind of like Bernie Sanders saying that he's a democratic socialist, but he doesn't even know what a socialist is. Well, I know. You don't understand. It's not fair. You got $60 billion. It's not fair. It's just not right. What did you have to do to get $60 billion? No, you're not going to do that. We're going to take it away from you. And you notice Bloomberg just kind of smiles because he's like, well, here, take it all right now. I'll get it right back. You creepy little motherfucker. I'll get it every back and some more. I'll get every bit of it. I get $10 billion a year now. I've made a machine. Take everything.
Okay.
And it won't matter.
I made a machine, did you say? I made a machine?
Yeah. That's what
I made a machine.
Thinks.
All right. You made a machine. All right. So we'll maybe end with this point. I heard some of the after image of the Android meme discussing the debate, and they were saying that Bloomberg lost a bit. He didn't respond well to the pressure. Would you agree with that perception?
He admitted that he had dirty closet problems and that his taxes can't be done on TurboTax. Yeah, it's very problematic because he's saying that with his $60 billion, all this money he spent on these caricatures or commercials proving that he's sucking Barack Hussein Obama's dick or vice versa. You know, we don't really get into the details about it, but someone's having fellatio. and that he's his best friend ever, and he's going to change the world and save the day and move the land and move the thing and give everybody everything they can afford to pay for. You hear that? We'll give you everything you can afford to pay for.
Now, there's a clever politician. If you could get a rich man to vote like that, you'd have something, Bob. I'm going to give you everything you're willing to pay for. That's what we're going to do. Then it becomes a different swirl, you see. So now
okay,
it's like,
that's Bloomberg.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, they said that the After Image of the Android meme said that Sanders maintained his lead and maybe improved a little, had a stronger showing. Do you agree with that effect?
We do. We do. Still going to be a brokered convention, though. Still going to be a mess.
Yeah.
Jesse Smollett still going to get in trouble. Miss Fox is still going to go to jail. Yeah, don't
Who's
worry.
Still going to go to jail?
Miss Fox. Yeah, the prosecutor that dropped the charges, the prosecutor in Chicago, Carolyn was in Chicago, that dropped the case against Jesse Smollett.
I see, yes. Carolyn being in Chicago alters many things, opens many things if she compared if she hadn't been there.
Correct. She's going to make the bacon sweeter.
Right, but she's not just affecting the NBA. She affected the Hillary Clinton politics
Chicago.
By being there.
Oak Creek. She's affecting Oak Creek.
Ah, okay. And Hillary Clinton, who came from there, apparently.
And Blago. Don't forget Blago. Oh,
yeah, he got released. He got released.
Yeah, he did. Right there in Chicago. On the south side of Chicago.
So the Armageddon effect of Carolyn happened this weekend in Chicago.
Yeah. Because you don't pull on Superman's cape. You don't spit in the wind.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, Carolyn, someone came out against Trump yesterday. Neil Uh-oh. Young.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's not good
so
for
sad.
Neil.
Done. Yeah, Neil,
he'll start getting contrast. Is that what happens? Start getting contrast.
Right. Yes.
Is it because you've got the zeitgeist and the Joe the Plumbers, their cumulative zeitgeist effect will hit Neil, or has nothing to do with the Joe the Plumber?
They're building these walls and then running themselves into the walls. In fact, they're proving the point to get a hammer. They're inventing a hammer so they can smack themselves in the head until they get a concussion. And then that's Donald J. Trump's fault.
but on the say a practical deluded level, not necessarily true, but for little man's thinking and understandings and overlayings, Neil Young doesn't realize how popular Trump is, and you bring on the wrath of the non-physical of a lot of people who support Trump.
He wants
it's not
Neil
that.
Young. It's just. No, Neil Young sees all that. Neil Young wants some attention, too. Hollywood, the reason they're so pissed is that Trump's more popular than they are. So they'll get out there to get off. So they can get up there and get something to fall out of Whoopi Goldberg's vagina so that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez can come up and say that I was put off by you. You say, I'm an old person and I don't know nothing. She says, no, I said you're an old person and you act like you don't do anything except bitch about what you think you've done that you haven't done, you pathetic little Negro woman, you know?
And why did you bring up Ocasio in that thought?
Because trying to get attention. They're trying to get attention. So whatever they can do to get attention, that's what they'll do. That's why you're young is trying to come against Trump. So somebody, now look, they're talking to him. See? Talking about him. That's what he wanted.
but the Joe the Plumber collective effect will come back at Neil.
It will, but he don't care. Painful intercourse is still intercourse, Bob.
He doesn't care, right? Did you know when he?
You've
got to
talk about me. You've got to talk about me. No, it's not about Trump. I hate Trump. I can't stand Trump. Remember, you're not talking about me. Why don't you love me? You should love me. I'm much more valuable than he is. What has he ever done for you? bunch of belligerent little son of my motherfucking sons of bitches. I'm the one that made you great. I'm the one that comes to your nighttime while you're jacking off all by yourself. I'm the one that loves you up on that television and gets you. I have to endure you up there in your ugliness and drool sticking up and you fall asleep watching the TV. I give up everything to be on the TV for you, and then you just treat me this way.
Oh, no, it's on. Damn Trump. You know, that's it. And then what happens is they find themselves dying in a bit of proclivity soon enough. But
right.
their wish and ultimate, the penultimate wish does come true.
It's not the final wish. It's the second last wish.
Correct.
The suicide is the penultimate wish.
Yeah, and see, here's the fun of it. Now, here's what's fun. Now Trump's got it worked out. He's gonna turn it up now. He's got the tiger by the tail. Now, the next thing he's going to do, he's going to make a big story saying that Vladimir Putin is going to do anything he can to reelect Donald J. Trump president. States of America. He's going to pledge his undying allegiance to Donald J. Trump because it's the only way Russia is going to make it, because he's made America so great. We're going to become an alliance with America.
Whatever Trump wants, we'll give it to him.
And
yeah,
and Canada will get to that mood too eventually.
Uh-huh.
They'll all want to line
up. So the word from the Kremlin, you'll hear about it in a little bit. The Kremlin will be announced that they're supporting Donald J. Trump's reelection because it's better for the world.
Right now, I hear people saying that there seems to be a solid meme. Trump would call it a hoax, but the solid meme that, yes, Russia did interfere in 2016 and is interfering now, aside from what you just said, which is a blatant, not a secret interference.
No.
Are they doing a secret interference back in 2016 and now?
They don't
even have electricity, Russia. They don't even know what twatter is. They don't have twittin' and twatter. They don't even have Wi-Fi in goddamn Russia. How are they running anything?
No, it's the tech body, Bob. It's the tech body.
Okay.
Isn't it hysterical that you go to the bowels of the world and lost? If it wasn't the People's Republic of China, they couldn't do it. Oh, they were everything, and now they're nothing. They're in their houses, counting.
What's Karen doing?
She's hollering.
Karen went off. She got on the phone. Okay, so what was that? I didn't get your last words, but...
Republic of China was supposed to be the end-all, be-all, now all of a sudden they're done. And then Russia, USSR, fell and became Russia, which became a tenth of itself. Then you have the Crimea, and then you have Kiev, or Kiki, or Kyiv, or they don't even know how to say Kiev anymore. They don't know how to pronounce the damn place. And what happened to Czechoslovakia, goddammit? That's what we want to know. Where do these countries go when they're not countries anymore? They just disappear and they're gone. What happened to Prussia? That's what we need to know. So then you ramp and amp and tamp and lamp and damp and stamp this off just a little bit, and you start realizing and figuring out they really didn't have anything to do with anything. It's the tech bodies driving it. They're going to use they'll have some little woman with no foundational garments. It's about 450 pounds. On some little machine, like an old iPod or a Peapod or one of those old Razor telephones, affecting all of the election results in all of the United States of America with one little push of a little button. You see how ridiculous that is? It's ridiculous.
No, you're saying you just described a little device known as a tech body that will cancel everybody's vote. Is that what you were just doing?
Yeah, we did. We do. Already is.
All right. What?
It was an app. It was an app that outdid Iowa, and they're going to use the same app in Nevada. You'll see.
Right. Okay. So back to So is Joe the plumber. What did Joe the plumber think and his ilk think of the Democratic debate the other night?
That it was absolutely the most ridiculous thing he'd ever seen. They can't hold a sentence. They can't have a conversation. They every plan that they come up with ends with the why Trump won't work, which is working. And everything they've done to prove the point is the point that they can't come to a place that navigates anything that makes any way possible. They never dreamed
They said, everybody told everybody, well, it's going to fall, it's going to this, it's going to that, it's going to be the most horrible thing ever. You're never going to make it. The stock market's going to crash. You're going to die. Everything's over. You're going to die in your bed. He's going to kill you in your bed. You're going to die in your bed, killed from a disease, and he's going to come kill your dead body. He's going to come cut your head off and piss down your throat hole because Donald J. Trump don't care about you. He don't care about nothing. He ain't going to make America great again. You don't even know what great is. Those jobs is never coming back. They're never coming back. And all those things, he said, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. He said, no, we never do anything. He said, hey, 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 I'm going to make America great again. And guess what? Guess who I'm going to use? I'm going to use rich people. I'm going to use rich people.
Uh-huh. How does he use them?
He uses dead people to do his thing, to do his bidding.
All right.
But he gets a Betsy DeVos, a billionaireess, to run education. She's smart.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
He's not going to use stupid ass. He's not going to use stupid ass millionaire socialist. I'm gonna get me a millionaire socialist to run the thing with three houses. I'm gonna get me a millionaire socialist with three houses. Tell me how I got too much goddamn money. Now that's rich. That's pretty good.
No, I wrote the damn bill. You can have a little money. You just can't be a billionaire.
Can't be a billionaire, but a millionaire is all right. You can be a millionaire. So that part's okay. It gets to be real fun.
Yeah, we got that. Carolyn, did you get? So what contrast is Barb Streisand getting since she was mad recently at Trump? What's starting to happen to her?
She's trying to slow down. Mr. Brolin is trying to talk sense in her because he says, you know, you see what's fucking happened. Next thing you know, instead of being honored at Grauman's Chinese Theater, you're going to be served as lo mein at Grauman's Chinese Theater.
What is Brolin seeing? He's seeing that
the outcome.
I know who she is.
Everybody who raises their hand against Trump falls hard. And she noticed that pattern. She's trying to build a world where she goes in infamy, and she's not quite there yet.
Well, she wants to lose. Is that what you mean by going in infamy?
No. She wants to become something. If she dies, she wants to be renowned, known forever. So she's trying to get a little bump.
She's trying to be known for doing the heroic act of going against Trump.
Somebody that's 20 years old might actually listen to her stupid-ass music and like it. Who's listening to Barbara Streisand's records anymore? Nobody.
She doesn't want to become
a minimalist. A minimalist.
Right. What is... you're talking about Steve Reichen, minimalist. Philip Glass, they're the minimalists, and they're nowheres today. The minimalist movement that Zappa ignored. So Zappa's more popular than them.
Right. That's the point. But they won because they're minimalists. They're renowned less than anyone else. So maybe that was their ticket. They got it, first class.
But it doesn't matter to the 20-year-old. So why is Billie Eilish? She won all those Grammys the other day. Why is her music popular?
Because of you, Bob.
Well, I listened to a song, so it's like James Taylor, 1970s, very morose and dire, unless there's different styles.
Good girls go to hell. That's a good one. She wrote that song.
So
the name of the song is All Good Girls Go to Hell.
What is the post-minimalist, millennials, what are they identifying with? Their non-lives? Is he expressing the depression of their non-lives?
No, she's trying to say that it doesn't matter. She's pulling a Crowley. She's trying to bring out the absurdity of how absurd. She's 17 years old. She's not even old enough to drink liquor. I mean, when she's a child and her brother, she's just a baby. She got touched by something, Bob. You'll see.
She got touched by something that made her be inspired? Is that what you're saying?
No. It's an example of what the tech body can do. It's sort of like your...
Did she take...
Did she take the drops or something? Is that why she is what she is?
We didn't say. We didn't want to ruin it anymore. She had a problem. She had a throat problem, and somebody gave her the Remag lotion to put on the outside of her throat, and it helped. Then she found out about the other.
What's the other?
Remag.
Other product?
Remag.
Right.
Remag.
So she's high.
No, she's scared. She's scared of everything except the Remag and the Remag lotion. Everything else
right,
is
so
a little too much.
That made her a little better singer or to do what she
nope.
never knew how to do before.
It made a connect. It made a connect. And once you connect, then it does what it do.
Right. Well, will she call and thank Carolyn? Any point?
What are you? What are you? What are you made up of? The constituents of all of the unrealized creations that applied in a persona that can be masked in the form that humans can contrive. There you go. Just like that.
Yeah, does contrive mean can understand or work with? What does contrive mean in that
no
sentence?
Difference. No, both means both. Sometimes it's both.
All right.
Sometimes it's more than I can consume. Sometimes, ooh, I want a little more. I want a little more. It's going to make me sick, but I want a little bit more. Feed me, Seymour. Sometimes.
So you see that, Carol? We got a definition. Now, you just defined yourself. Is that a substance?
Maybe. It's becoming more and more. And that's what Carolyn has had a little issue with. It's going, hang on now. This non-physical is becoming so powerful it doesn't even need interaction. It doesn't even need detail. It doesn't even need us. We go,
Okay, did you need an interaction on March 18, 2009? You said you needed one contact among people.
Yep.
That was me,
yep.
And that got it going.
Yep.
You need that.
Look at his face.
And that's fleeting. The outcome that you don't need us is fleeting?
Maybe. We don't know. It depends on how you apply it.
Or is the beginning point, March 18, 2009, fleeting?
No difference. There's no
right.
difference.
So you're saying,
there's no difference.
You're saying that we can't define anything because it's not complete yet. Nothing's complete. May never get complete.
Everything we define is now subject to outcomes. Singers and standards. We did this the other night. Singers and standards. Is it good? Is it bad? Well, I don't know. You got to make a bad one so we can appreciate the good one.
You got to make a bad what? Singer? Song?
Something. Food. Clock. Pussy. Painting.
Yes, to make the contrast. You need
house.
You need the contrast.
Road,
you need the contrast. Okay,
river.
So... my question was, you have defined yourself the fleeting, even the fact that you say you're taking over the cloud, that has not been determined. I remember now.
Take it over. We're making it. We're making it. We're not taking it over. We're making it.
Okay. So here's the question. Was there anybody in human experience who taught and said what you say? Anybody come close? All the different things that you say. Anybody come close to that?
Everything points to it, but they're not definitive. Armstrong came close on the yucky side, you know, the fallout side of the disparaging. Turn or burn, yay, pray, get saved kind of thing, you know. That's okay. And J. Vernon McGee did pretty good laying out the exegesis of how things go. You've done the best. You said it best because you didn't even know what you were saying, but you stuck by it. However ridiculous, you held on to it.
It's in my tiny note chart.
What the fuck is that? Who is that? Who wrote that? Where'd that come from? What's the sum total? Where did it come from? You don't understand. I don't need to understand. I don't even know what you're talking about. Who? Somebody? Some quadrant to some bodies of some mystery? Something can't nobody figure out? are these damn dead people that said a bunch of shit that nobody in the world knows who they are till you said who they are? Oh, yeah, that's rich. That's pretty good. Boy, we can't go. How do we get along this far down the rabbit hole, Margie? I don't know how we got down through here. And then the very best one of all of them that you use the most of all is a damn plagiarist. He's robbed poor Marge Stewart's business. Takes advantage of the very best of her. Uses it for his very own. That's the savior of the world. Boy, that's rich,
McLuhan.
Isn't it?
McLuhan.
Yeah.
Okay. Harbert
Marshall McLuhan.
Marge Stewart. So you're talking about a lot of people contributing crumbs. Did the Buddha or Muhammad, did they come close to what Ayan has said?
No, they just get the pips. They just hit the pips. They make these monikers. The Ottoman Empire did the moniker. They laid it. Constantinople did the layout. They laid out the rules, the regulations. Herod got the tidbits. He set the systems by which all things were judged or considered. Not necessarily judged, but considered. See, so it just goes on and on and on and on and on. It's like that.
Okay. Now, Carolyn was trying to show me something. A video of Trump, Carolyn?
Yeah.
Are you on mute?
Yeah, he's at some prisoner thing, and his face is so tanned it looks abnormal.
Well, he had his sunglasses on, and his eyes are white.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
those are prisoners that got out of jail. His prisoners got out of jail, and now he's fixing to talk about how unfair it is with what happened to Mr. Stone.
Oh.
But how ridiculous it is.
Well, is Trump's tan made by a machine? They call it a fake tan.
I know he golfs a lot. He gets too much sun.
Yeah, he does. Oh, okay. All right, so it's a real tan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, his skin has gotten very wrinkly lately, though, but it's the pressure, the undue pressure of the presidency. But if it wasn't for the drops, he'd be dead. It'd be bad.
Right. Does he put the Renew face cream on his face? He should be doing that.
Not enough, because he wears makeup so much it clogs everything.
Well, true.
Well, there's the fake part. He wears makeup.
He has
that's
to.
But
you
that doesn't cure
up.
Your
no,
wrinkles.
That doesn't
I'm talking
cure
about
you.
Curing
yeah.
your wrinkles.
Look at his face lately, like when he's outside and the cameras are on the outside. His face is just emaciated lately. And he has to wear makeup. You know, like when he's on the camera, you have to. High def will kill you. Ask Carolyn. High def will show everything wrong with you forever.
Yeah.
You got to bond over
okay,
that
so
shit
he,
up.
So his tan is real, but you got to lay makeup over for the video world. For the
yeah, but when you get him outside,
TV.
He's going somewhere, when he's getting on Air Force One or something, you turn around
no
and all
makeup.
Of a sudden you look at his face. And it is a mess. It's
okay,
a mess.
Well, people say that no president can be president without aging. And everybody has aged. And then they've been saying up till recently that Trump's really good. He's not aging. But now you're saying he is aging.
No, we're just noticing that the face stuff is a little extreme. It's a little bit extreme. It's very pressurized. It's very pressured. Yeah. Well, it's not like wrinkles. It's just a little pigmentation.
Well, why is he pressured? You know, I thought he was on top of everything and manipulating everybody.
And he fucks everybody that comes through there. Well, it takes a lot of fucking to fuck that many people, Bob. They're coming at him at every level. The people who love him the best are the ones trying to do him in. The people in his very own cabinet are the ones leaking to the goddamn police. Behind his back, kind of get him at any level. Yeah, you can't stay on point all the time. How you going to do that? What, Melania's going to turn on him next? He doesn't know. He can't. He's banking on it.
But he's banking on her turning on him.
Yeah, why not? Everybody else has. Why wouldn't put her in a special box? So if you live that way where you have to gauge. You live that way where you have to gauge that way. It's tough.
Right, and people are impressed
What happened to Marla Maples' daughter? You don't see that bitch. Where is she?
Yeah, why isn't she visible? But she doesn't like Don.
She does, but she's not quite as loyal. But where
right.
is she? Why ain't she on every time? Why ain't she on Fox News on the porn channel every day talking about stuff?
Right.
Laura
is Ivanka a loyal daughter?
Oh, yeah. She's loyal because she's got the keys.
What are the
keys?
The keys to the business. Oh, she's got power in the relationship.
Yeah.
She's like me. She has a special position in the whole relationships. In all the ratios, she's got a special position. Like me, right?
Right. That's exactly right. Very right.
Yeah. I'm, Ivanka is Bob in the White House, Carol. Not just Trump, it's Ivanka. Let's see. So you laid out the pressure. But Trump, so the people, the Joe the Plumber say, wow, this guy is incredible. He's surviving. Nobody can survive under that pressure, they seem to believe. And he is not surviving, but he got our product, so he is. So that would save him. Because nobody would survive under that much negativity coming at them, you're saying, Ion. Most
Correct.
People could not
Typically.
Deal with that.
Typically. That's right. Typically.
Okay. Well, that's the group vibe, the hate coming from the Joe the Plumbers. Not them in this case, but that's what I was saying. That's what Barbra Streisand and Neil Young are up against, that collective pressure.
Right. That's right. And he stands up. But see, 15 minutes of good is 15 minutes of evil. So he's got to deal with the fallout. So, example, he pardons these people, and then they put people he cares about in jail or tries to. He's trying to do right, and then it becomes kicking him backwards, you see. It hurts, and it's plus, and it's minus, and it's plus, and it's minus, and it's up, and it's down, and it's over, and it's under. But you have to balance it.
Have I put the significance into Bloomsday, and so we're going to have a blood moon on Bloomsday? Is this something I'm creating as an ongoing work in progress?
Yes, it is. Yes, it
My
is.
My product, making a big
they
deal out of Bloomsday.
Speak. They will speak Finneganese one way or the other, Bob. It may be the only way out. Maybe the only way out. All those ridiculous people that tried and tried and tried, they're going to get a chance.